honor of Terry being at the Livingston County 4-H Fair today. I had to rack that one up and play it for you. Hi, everybody, and good Monday to you. I'm Dan Swainy, and we are off and going on another new week here, and phones are open at 829-2345. If you'd like to get a hold of me any other way, you can do it via email at dan.swainy@cumulus.com, or you can also get me on Facebook, and I would suggest to get to me quickly, just go to my Facebook page. It's simply, amazingly enough, Dan Swainy. Couldn't come up with anything more clever than that. We also have the Facebook at WJBC Radio, and I have the Dan Swainy WJBC Radio. We're also on Instagram and Pinterest and everything else, I guess, that's out there. So just find us if you want to reach out and touch us. Easiest way on the phone, 829-2345. Taylor Swift here to get us going, as she always does in the afternoon. I am going to be here all day until 5 o'clock, and we are going to be talking about several things important. One of them being the Radio Bloomington Blood Drive that's going on right now at Avanti's, the one on East Empire right by the airport. That'll be going on until 5:30 today. Everybody who gives some blood gets back free gondola sandwich. You can't beat that. Walk-ins, just do it. If you're up to give blood, that would be what I would suggest right now. Just head on out to Avanti's on East Empire and get that job taken care of. In the meantime, we have a lot of good folks to talk to, as we always do in the afternoon. Becky Gropp is here from Heartland Community College, the Associate Director of Public Information, although really, you're the person who runs everything. Am I right?
You know, with it being Monday, sometimes I feel like that.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Any day that ends in a Y is your day. Introduce your guest to us here.
Sure. This is Nicole Shelton. She's here to talk about an upcoming event we have for families here in town coming up on July 30th. She represents the We Are Family Club.
Should I start singing now or just let it go?
I think you should sing it. Just sing it.
We are family. How's that? Is that okay? We'll stop.
We're
right
all
there.
Dancing.
Yeah, we'll stop it. We'll stop it. Lots of things going on at Heartland, even though we're in the middle of summer, smack in the middle of summer here right now. Lots of news still to come out. Let's start on the athletic side of things.
We have so much news coming out for it being summer. Absolutely. Recently, we just announced our two new, we have a new baseball coach and a new soccer coach, Brian Furlong. He's going to be heading up the Heartland baseball team. He comes from Creighton University, where he was the director of baseball operations and most recently a pitching coach. So I'd like to welcome him on board, as well as Jonathan Titzel. He's going to head up our men's soccer team. And he comes from Bloomington's Midwest Rain Soccer Club. So both of these guys are highly respected in their fields. We're just really excited to have them on board for Heartland Athletics.
Yeah, I don't know either of them, but I'm excited to be able to meet both of them. And again, Heartland keeps on producing good athletic programs. And that's, you know, the kids who come there are able to play a couple of years and in a lot of cases get drafted into the major leagues in baseball, as
that's
we talked
right.
about
we
last
talked
week.
About last month, yeah.
So, yeah, good job, guys. Good job.
Well, and here's another outstanding athlete to talk about, Cassie Kuzin. Just won, this is a huge deal, the Leah Plarsky Award. The Leah Plarsky Award is presented annually to just one, it could be male or female, mm-hmm. one National Junior College Athletic Association athlete. So that's the NJCAA Athletic Conference. So she, we just announced today, it's hot off the press, she is that award winner. It's for a student athlete who demonstrates sportsmanship, leadership, community service, academic excellence, and athletic ability. So not only is she
all
talented.
You can't like pick and choose off a menu?
All of it. It's a whole package.
Oh my gosh, okay.
She is a talented softball player and also very academically gifted. She had a 4.0 throughout her 2 years at Heartland. Named Academic All-American both freshman and sophomore year. Also very involved in the community outside of Heartland. She's actively involved with SOAR, which is a Special Olympics organization that, you know, they support individuals with disabilities and organize and create recreational activities for them. And also helped out with Crisis Nursery and PATH here in town. So she is,
and she's still good in her books and still good on the field. That's incredible.
And an excellent sport. Always congratulating players on the field for a good play, even if they're not on her team.
Really?
A great example for all of us to follow.
That just doesn't happen anymore. Well, good for her. What else is going on?
Well, off the field, we have some students making headlines as well. We had a team of students placed at the National Phi Beta Lambda Conference, which was held in June, at the end of June in Atlanta, Georgia. This is our business leadership organization we have on campus. It's a national organization, but we have a chapter at Heartland. So we just want to say congratulations to Ryan Shoemaker and Darren Trout. They placed 10th in with their community service project. And this competition in particular had over 2,000 students from 20 different states.
So yeah, it's a big deal. The Phi Beta Lambda is a huge deal. I can remember when I first came to work here, and I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Becky, but when I first came back here a couple years ago, we had, and I don't even remember what school, it may have been Heartland, who brought some of the kids in, and I was just blown away by how smart they were and how creative they were. They were just really solid people.
Well, thank you. We like to think so. We have such good students here. Also have really good community partners to help support those good students. So wanted to take the time to thank BroMen for their recent donation to our nursing and radiography programs. Our nursing program, BroMen recently just provided us with 2 hospital beds, a recliner, and a bladder scanner. And hospital beds in particular are important because there's different kinds of beds that a patient might be in. So you have nursing home beds and hospital beds. So it's important to have our nurses train in multiple areas so that they're prepared for the real world. And our radiography program just got a new stretcher, and I cannot tell you how excited that program is to receive it. Our old stretcher was from the 60s. It didn't have brakes on it. It couldn't even raise to the same level of the table when you're transporting a patient from stretcher to table.
Goodness.
So you can imagine that was a bit of a safety issue. So we just wanted to thank BroMen for investing in our students and seeing the value of that, kind of investing in human capital there. So,
yeah. How do they find out that there's a need? Do the folks from Advocate come over and talk to you, or do you reach out to them? Do you know?
Our foundation has a really good partnership with community organizations here in town. Mm-hmm. And so BroMen actually pledged some donations during our major events, our major the major campaign that we just recently had. So this was part of that donation. And to be honest with you, we have so many organizations in the community who support Heartland and our students and are just really actively getting them prepared for the real world.
Yeah, that's great. And see, this is the stuff that you just don't think of that goes on at Heartland or anywhere else. All the support, the underlying support that comes from places like Advocate, BroMen, and that's wonderful. Now, you have Open Saturday Assessment coming up.
That's right.
Where anybody can go out and assessed.
That's right. If you're thinking of coming to Heartland in the fall, your first step, obviously, is to apply at heartland.edu. And your next step is to complete what's called a placement testing to make sure you get in the appropriate class. And we typically don't have Saturday assessments, so we have one coming up just to make it more convenient for folks. That's coming up Saturday, July 30th from 9 a.m. to noon. You can walk in, but we encourage an appointment because it's first come, first served, or whoever had an appointment available. So you can call 309-268-8077 or visit heartland.edu to get more information and get that set up.
And you can always go to that website if you don't get the number here, but you say, oh yeah, that Saturday assessment, just go to the website and all the information is on there for them there.
That's right. And nobody likes to test, right? So we have a fun event that Nicole's here to talk about that's also happening on Saturday, July 30th.
You know, anytime somebody says a backyard throwback picnic family night, I just think I'm there. Nicole, tell me what's coming up.
I think you should be there.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We are having on Saturday, July 30th at 6 p.m., an outdoor party. And everybody's invited. Families come. It's picnic style. So bring your picnic, bring your blanket, and there's going to be live music. We're going to have Dominique Stevenson performing. He's kind of a rap hip hop artist to go with our throwback theme.
Okay.
He's family friendly, clean lyrics, and we're just coming to have a lot of fun. It's going to be on the quad.
Okay.
Now, we've had a couple events that have been thwarted by weather, so we have a backup plan. Should the quad not work out,